Yeah, he's talking about that BuzzFeed document, this 35-page memo that was posted by BuzzFeed. He's conflating what BuzzFeed was doing with what CNN was doing. We look at his tweet from a couple of minutes ago here. The president-elect is willfully misleading people at every turn on this topic, and so are his aides. You know, Kellyanne Conway on Anderson Cooper's show earlier this evening saying that CNN linked to the BuzzFeed story. That's just not true. You can go check on CNN.com. You'll see it's not true. Both Donald Trump and his aides today purposefully misleading people about this. Mm-hmm. I think trying to confuse the matter. And that's what Trump is doing with this tweet, you know, calling CNN and BuzzFeed again fake news. We saw this 12 hours ago on his Twitter feed and again tonight.
The misuse of the term.
Fake news is a very specific term. Now, I will acknowledge that this has changed in recent months, but 3-4 months ago, this term was sort of used in academia and in the media to describe stories that are written on Facebook trying to trick and hoax people. These are stories designed to deceive. It's actually a very specific definition. Now, partisans on the left and right have misused the term, exploited the term, and I think, as Margaret Sullivan wrote in the Washington Post this week, it's time to retire the term fake news. It's being misused. But Donald Trump knows CNN's not fake news. He knows.